This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump supporters, which left four people dead and dozens wounded. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Michael Sherwin, said 15 people have been charged in federal court here in Washington in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in D.C. Superior Court in the lead-up to the rioting, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. The federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. Some of the rioters who stormed the Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after Internet police publicized their identity. The District of Columbia Police Department released photos of people in Wednesday's attack and potential charges against them. The FBI also asked the public to help it identify rioters. Law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot. A day after the chaos, the Associated Press reporting Capitol Police Chief Steve Sun submitted his resignation late Thursday, and a source with knowledge of the matter told the AP the chief's last day would be January 6th. In a statement early in the day, Sun defended his officers' actions, but he did not say why he had declined additional manpower and resources. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is